Hello, everyone. It's Tink here. Happy New Year to everyone. I'm sorry we haven't done an episode in a while. We took a little break. But yes, new episode. A little note before the ep. Ben is away this week. He has unfortunately pissed himself to death. Please send his condolences to his Twitter, if you're still on Twitter. Anyway, so Ben's not here. So Tom and Tom Walker and Hamara Mabub are guests. And this episode, you should prepare yourself. It's probably one of the looser ones we've done. Very wild. I guess a general warning for offensive loose talk and whatnot. It's filthy. It's filthy is what I'm saying. We all laughed so hard we got lightheaded. Also, it was a true joy. Also, towards the end of the episode, just when I'm starting to wrap things up, Tom reminds me to tell a story about my new job. That's it's really, really funny. And it's just sort of it's a humiliating showbiz tale, so stick around for that. I want to say most importantly, this is the most important thing at the top here, I'm heading out on tour. I've got a brand new stand-up show. It's called Long Live the Hing. It's a show about love and romance and some failures I've had in that department recently. There's also some Fred Will Good Home adjacent stuff in there, the oil wrestling story, the acupuncturist who choked me out, that stuff's in there, loads of good stuff. In the show, some Fred Will Good Home listeners and fans have come along to some of the trial shows, and that's been really nice. And I guess I should say as well, given the way that the year is panning out, even though I'm touring to a lot of places, it's unlikely we'll be doing many, if any, live Fred Will Good Home shows for the next little while. Just because of our Ben's and my clashing schedules right now, and I guess come say hi to some stand-up shows. Those stand-up shows, I'll be in Adelaide February 21 to 25, then the Canberra Comedy Festival for the very first time. Never done Canberra Comedy Festival before, so that's on March 25th. Melbourne, I'll be at the Melbourne Comedy Festival throughout April, and then Sydney and Brisbane after that. You can get tickets to all those shows at comedy.com.au, and I've been told to say those tickets are genuine tickets, and please don't buy them from secondhand outlets, please, because apparently there's been some scammers out there or something. Thank you all. Please listen to this episode. It's fucking sick, and we'll see you out on the road. Bye!
Anyone got anything to say before we start the fucking podcast?
Oh, you're going to put this before the fucking theme tune hits. So you're looking for a funny little non sequitur. I'm not going to play your fucking game.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fred Will Good Home. My name is Michael Hing, and joining me, as always, is... No, he's not here. He hasn't fucking turned up. I don't know where Ben is. I don't know what his fucking excuse is. I don't know why he's this fucking lazy guy didn't even turn to the podcast. Instead of Ben, the dog, we have a recurring suck-off guest here, self-suck guest here on the podcast. Oh. Tom Walker is here. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Michael.
And I would say villain of the podcast, the reason we have a COVID warning on our Spotify podcast, Hamara Mabub is here, built different.
Hello.
I think since you last came on here, you had COVID. How are you, Hum?
Right before I came on here, I shat violently three times.
Really?
Yeah, I'm actually in kind of still a bit of pain.
So three times is in like one, leave, two. Wow, damn.
A lot going on.
What do you reckon? I mean, do we want to get into it?
Well, I
ate two hot cross buns for breakfast and then I panicked because I was like, that was gluten. I shouldn't have done that. So I had like seven fiber pills to counteract the gluten.
Mystery solved, cunt.
I don't know.
You're the smoking gun and you've been eating bullets all day. What are you talking about?
Why? Doctor, why am I shitting all day?
Well, you see, I had all this delicious gunpowder and then I ate a tamping rod.
Hey, Reddit. AMA, I'm dating the dumbest woman in the world.
I need, you know, like how dogs have owners that follow them around and take stuff out of their mouths.
If you are going to, no, I won't let a brown woman say that she needs a controlling man in her life.
Why does it have to be a man? Because a woman can be a doctor.
Come on, let's not be.
If anyone listening is a gastroenterologist, I will pay you to follow me around all day. Please just be in touch.
Please slap the gluten out of Hum's hands.
Not even the gluten, the fiber pills. If you'd just eaten the two hot cross buns, you would have been fine.
Do you think they were low enough gluten that they wouldn't have set off the gluten symptoms?
I don't know. I just feel like I feel like your bowels, it doesn't matter what you do, you know?
Yeah.
You've got that real chaos insides, you know?
You know what's really sad is that, like, I'd rather talk about this with Tom and not have you here.
Of course.
What do you mean? Why?
I'm not trying to fuck Tom.
Excuse me.
It's, like, so embarrassing to have IBS weird? In front of your partner.
Because Hum and I don't do that in front of each other. We don't shit in front of each other. We don't piss in front of each other.
Okay.
We don't even fart in front of each other.
Demi actually doesn't piss unless Tom's looking.
She looks over her shoulder at me.
Come in here.
She has
don't you have a weird?
Yes, I was about to bring that up, but yes, she has the furtive hunch of a dog in the park, looking over her shoulder at me as she pisses on the lawn.
What's your fucking thing that you do?
They piss in the sink.
Demi
did that once.
Demi has done that multiple times, and I've done that multiple times, but in a different sink, and we both disagree on whose sink was the correct one to do it in.
Okay, but you do piss in the sink.
I don't anymore.
Okay.
Mostly. I think the last time I pissed in the sink, I'd have to say it was about a month or so ago.
And what changed? What does that mean? A month ago, Tom.
There comes a time where you put aside the things of childhood.
Tom, a month ago, it was Christmas. 'Tis the season.
Well, what's that under the tree? A brand new toilet. Wow.
No, Tom, that's another sink. I'd be...
My very own to ruin. Yeah, I would piss in the bathroom sink and Demi would pee in
Wait, so you're pissing in a sink where there's a perfectly good toilet next to it?
Yes, because
you
some...
You fucking moron.
Well, this was when my lower back hurt, and so my solution to that was, well, you know what, I'm just going to take some of the work out of this and I'm just going to stand bolt upright and piss into the sink.
Oh,
and
right,
have the
okay.
tap running so it's clearing itself out, no harm, no foul.
Why don't you just get a taller toilet?
Because then Demi would have to fucking belay onto it or something. I'd have to put handholds on the side.
Wait, why can't you just piss standing up, though?
Because I'd have to bend down and, like, open the toilet anyway.
What, you can't just...
Why do you keep the toilet lid closed?
Because otherwise Demi falls into it. She's a fucking sprite.
The problem here is Demi.
No, the problem here, as always, in your relationship, and I hate to be the one counselling you on this, but okay. The main problem with your and Demi's relationship... is different sizes. Like, you're too big and she's too small.
You're right.
I think all of your problems stem from Tom too big, Demi too small.
They're animals that should be in different enclosures.
Yeah, exactly.
You're right.
You'd never put a bear and a rabbit next to each other in a zoo.
It's not right to date this far outside my weight class. I'm a colossal creature.
We've been having a great time. Oh yeah, no, tell us that thing. Sorry, tell us the thing you were gonna say.
Oh yeah.
We're talking about pissing in front of each other.
I was gonna incriminate myself.
Oh shit, that's the Chinese food. Hold on.
The Chinese food is here.
We just call it food in this house. Now, what were you saying, Tom?
Yeah.
We won't cut this out. I don't want to edit it.
You don't want to edit it? Okay, cool. Well, let's just talk about something else until Hum comes back.
No,
I feel like she'll be disgusted by this.
No, I think let's keep it fresh for the listener.
Okay.
Hum, I think, already knows this.
Okay, I'll see if the words bring it into mind. Probably they will. It's kind of hard to forget. But basically, our first or second year of being together.
This is you and Demi.
It was me and Demi. It was Demi's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And she at one point was just sitting on the toilet and called out from the toilet after she was done pissing, "Time for my birthday wipe."
Yes.
And I was like, "Huh, that's funny." And she kept sitting there and I was like, "Well," and so I walked in and Michael, I wiped her. I tore off some toilet paper and reached between the legs.
I have a lot of questions about this.
Yeah.
Number one, what's her pussy like?
Tight like a bear trap. Once that thing sprung, you got to pummel her hips until it gives out. It's crazy.
No, what I was going to say is, Oh, actually, I got another thing. You know how there are, cocktail weenies?
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon we could make $1 million if we release cocktail pussies?
Fuck, dude. I think if we... Okay, cocktail weenie is fine, but then add to that... I mean, the sculpting material that comes to mind for me is ham. You go with it.
Babe, I've got a $1 million idea.
What?
I was just pitching it to Tom. Please come so I can... Oh, thank you for getting the food.
Okay, should I leave the food
here? Yeah, leave the food.
Just leave it. That's fine. Okay. You know how when you when you're buying sausages, you can buy cocktail weenies?
Yeah.
This is a $1 million idea. Cocktail pussies. What do you think?
Oh, that is really nice. Yeah. Everything reminds him of me. Mm. He'd never seen a pussy before me.
Just to bring it back, it was Demi's birthday and she was on the toilet and she said, "Time for my birthday wipes," and so I wiped her. Mm.
Oh, I have heard that.
Yeah. And then I was saying to Tom, I got a couple of questions. Number one, what's Demi's pussy like?
Hum, I said he was out of line.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
Not a problem.
We've all seen Demi's pussy.
We have from that show.
Yeah, when you and her put it in a stage show.
I believe the reviews that I've heard from the people who were brave enough to give me a post show review of my now fiance's pussy was, it's too nice to be on her.
Because I have no opinion on that. But I will say that it was animated to talk, wasn't it?
No, it was that she was. It wasn't animated. That was 100% in the shot.
What do you mean? She was queefing?
She was flexing.
And I can't remember how the pussy talked.
I think it was just it was just inanimate. It was just the pussy,
right?
And then we took
But it was a movie, not a picture, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't she come out of it or something? You didn't animate anything?
No. We did a thing where we were looking for something show. And at the end of the show.
Oh, it was in.
Fingers reached in and drew out a coin.
Yeah, you know when you think about it, we went in there being like, well, this is what's happening. But now describing it, you're like that's.
Oh, God.
I think that's against some laws.
Yeah, you might want to put some more COVID misinformation stuff on this one just to get people to not listen to it. No, it's not against laws. We had advisories on everything.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
No,
although one time I was working at Manning Bar and people start at a thing called, I can't remember what it was called, but it was the big sex party they have there.
Yeah.
And it's like a fetish ball they had there for a while. And it was like everyone was very nice and everyone was very respectful and there were a lot of like rules about like, you know, what you, how to approach people, how to talk to people. And it was all very whatever.
Everyone gets to fucking once.
But you weren't allowed to fuck on the stage because it became a live sex show.
Oh.
Like, so you could like go to the bathrooms and, you know, suck F and Jeff and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And you could go to like the side rooms and sort of, I guess, rub each other up or whatever. But if you started fucking on the stage, and so there were cops there waiting for anyone to like suck and fuck on the stage, because then it would be like, wait a sec, because it stops being, because if you're doing it just in the crowd,
yeah,
you're just feeling each other up or whatever.
Yes.
But if you are on the stage doing it, then it becomes a lewd performative act or something. I don't know. They may have changed the rules now.
So what, the cops are just there in full uniform, like
yep.
Hands in their vests, like looking around being
yeah.
like,
One, yeah, the pigs.
Who's having sex?
Fuck, and where are they fucking? Yeah.
The direct contrast of, this is what comes to mind for me, the direct contrast of how much the cops have been looking forward to that assignment versus how much the ADF looked forward to watching every single night of the Adelaide Fringe run of Luke Joseph Ryan's show Merry Christmas ISIS because they thought it was a possible terrorist
yeah,
threat.
No, the AFP turned up, didn't they?
They had to turn up. They sent two cops every night.
Just in case.
And he was like playing to six.
So a third of the crowd are pigs.
Yeah.
Did they buy tickets or was there a warrant?
I don't think that they bought tickets. I don't think that they, even on the first night, if they went in, they could have been just like, I think we'll be okay.
Yes, I don't know if this reminded me of, I was interviewing the rapper Genesis Owusu recently, and he, I don't know if you remember, he got put on Obama's... Yeah. Spotify list. So Obama released like a playlist and was like, hey, here's some music I like. And one of them was a Genesis track. And so when we were chatting to him, I was like, oh my goodness, you're about to go tour the States. Do you think Obama's going to turn up? And he's like, I hope he does and he'll kill the vibe. He's like, he's going to be there with the fucking the security. He's like, I'm having a party. This sucks. Now, what I was going to say is the three of us and a bunch of other people have been having a great summer. It's been a great summer for all involved, you know. And I, Tom, you might remember about a year ago, we had you on the podcast. Do you remember this? About a year ago, we had you on the podcast. And it was just after...
My money for the Airbnb is cleared.
Yeah, it was just after we'd gone to an Airbnb and, and you hadn't paid me. And so
it's
I asked
clear.
You...
It's already clear.
I asked you on the podcast to pay me the $700 or whatever it was that you owed me for the Airbnb would have gone away. Now, this year, yes, you're correct. You have paid me for the Airbnb.
Uh-huh.
But you know who hasn't? Hamira fucking Marvin.
I thought you were going to say Demi Lardner.
This is awesome. Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Why didn't I do that?
Because you're weak, Walker. Because you're weak.
It would be so much fun. Oh, yeah. Full support, Hum.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, no, I won't be.
Okay. Okay. Well, I tried.
Can
we
I?
Could, we could. We. I
can
all
I have
see
some
that
money?
I tried. Yes, you can have some money back.
Thank you.
You all saw that I tried. I tried.
Yeah. Tom, yeah. Yeah.
Tom, give me some money.
I have to give my one some money. She's buying, I don't know, shelves or what have you.
All right. This is the podcast where we go through the week's classifieds and find the best and worst things to talk about. Before we get into my classified, does anyone else have anything they want to report? Tom, anything?
No? I actually bought something off a classified recently. I know. I bought an upgrade to the steering wheel I plug into my PC so I can drive a little car around.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you're going full sim racer?
Not full sim racer, but I'm definitely having way more technology get in the way. Like I have a handbrake. I have like the gear shifter that changes from sequential to H pattern. I've got a lot of stuff.
I've stopped listening.
I understand. Basically what I've got is a bunch of bullshit and it's very powerful. And I got it from a man who was selling it. He was an older gentleman who was selling it because either he was going to upgrade to a more expensive setup or he was like...
His wife was going to leave him.
Yeah.
No, I do not believe the man had a love of his life. He was selling it because he was scared at how much he liked it.
Oh, he was like, this is too powerful.
He kept saying, I don't know, it's just so much time spent on your freckle.
Why did he call it the freckle?
I don't know.
Right.
Does freckle mean the gaming console?
The
or does
freckle
it mean his
means
asshole?
The asshole.
Oh, the asshole.
You're there sitting on your freckle.
Right. Okay. Okay.
And then 4 hours has passed, and I was
Tom, so you talked to this man about this, and you saw the life he led. You said he didn't appear to have a loved one.
Yeah.
And you thought, gimme, gimme, Tommy like.
Seems like a lot of time for driving a little car.
Just imagining.
Yes.
My adult male friend, Tom Walker. Sitting in a house with his two screens and his little fake car set up in his little room.
I think he has three screens now.
Oh, no.
I was going to spare her that.
Oh, no. With all the little bits and bobs when he can't drive a car.
Well, actually, I found out I can.
What do you mean?
I have to renew my license, but, yeah, I've got my green peas.
Green peas?
Dude,
don't say that into a microphone. You're over 30.
I don't care.
Don't admit that you're on your peas.
What do you think? Where do you think this ranks? I'm a clown. I'm an improviser. Do you understand that I have my green peas as like the... It's genuinely probably the proudest I can be of anything that I can say about myself.
You put that on your resume when you're applying for jobs now, Tom?
Didn't you win a Barry?
No, he didn't. He lost a Barry to Hannah Gadsby.
Oh. Yeah.
I've got a tattoo about that. Yeah. Nanette came through and ate everybody's lunch that year.
You were funnier.
Oh, stop. Yeah. No.
Okay. Well, I think Hannah's show probably had some other merits as well. And I'm going to be honest, I saw Tom's show. It was fine.
Yeah, I was surprised it was nominated too.
Well, this is a podcast where we go through the week's classifieds and find the best and worst things to talk about. Again, don't know where Ben is and have no interest in finding
out. Big time loser. Farewell.
This was sent in by Scott Geegland. Thank you, Scott. It's a chest of drawers that's being sold.
Wonderful.
Chest of drawers. Beautiful chest of drawers. Mm-hmm. And here's the copy. I have two durses for sale.
Fuck.
D-U-R-S-S-E-R-S. Durses for sale. Oh. Four drawers each. Never been shit in.
Never been shit in?
Never been shit in. No lowballs. I know what I have here. Asking $100 each or two for two hundo. Thank you for looking gobbles. Deborah, I quit online poker. Please come back.
Okay. All right. Okay, and something that did not come through,
yes.
That was that it is all in all caps.
In all caps, sorry, okay. Yes. I have two dices for sale, four draws each, never been shit in.
Huh.
Mm. Now we're looking for some furniture, aren't we, babe? We need some dices.
Yeah, we need some dices. That's so sad.
What? I think it's nice to quit online poker.
Yeah, but
it means more time for Magic the Gathering Arena.
It leaves more time for Deborah, actually.
Oh,
is
whatever.
What it leaves more time for.
Nerd.
Do you think he shit in the drawers while he was playing online poker?
No, he's saying they've never been shit in.
Do you think he shit in other drawers and that's why Deborah left?
No. I
do think there is a part of me that if you point at your dresser and say those drawers have never been shit in, it does have me eyeing off the other drawers in your house and thinking to myself, well... And where did we draw the line?
Yeah, well, that's interesting because you're emphasizing that these drawers have never been shit in.
Mm.
I'm emphasizing these drawers have never been shit in. They have been pissed and come in though.
Right.
Like Tom Sinks.
Yeah, have you ever come in a sink, bro?
Oh, big time, brother.
Fuck.
What, you never been up late and needed to hit the sleepy time button?
Oh, God.
No pleasure in it.
I mean, this
not a single bit of joy in it.
This guy, it's what I am. This guy's all out of serotonin.
Getting up in the middle of the night, all right? Huge body next to his girlfriend's tiny little gremlin body, all right? Getting up, trudging his big ass feet down the hall, past the room that's glowing with three screens and his little steering wheel,
yeah.
Trudging to the kitchen sink because he can't be bothered going to the bathroom sink.
I mumble to myself, today ends on a win.
Oh, tugging his awful misshapen dick in the sink.
It's actually pretty normal.
No, it's not, Tom.
Not to toot my own horn, but the shape isn't what you worry about.
This podcast is so upsetting.
Actually, the shape is quite conventional.
Tom's dick's a cone.
You've probably jerked off on a sink.
On a sink? I don't think I have.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever jerked off in a sink, no.
I know that you used to... you told me once that you used to lay a towel out on a bed and then get on all fours and jerk off onto the towel. Oh, it feels so good to be able to say that.
I think the all fours thing is probably a stretch.
It's the most insane thing.
I think all fours.
You were jerking off doggy style as a bottom.
I think all fours might be a bit of an exaggeration.
Are you saying you start kneeling, then you keeled forward?
I think that's like, what I was probably saying is when I nut, I probably like collapse forward on all fours so it doesn't get on me. Does that make sense?
Are you starting kneeling on the bed or are you standing off the bed?
I think I would have been kneeling on the bed.
Like a yoga pose.
That's fucking insane.
Lying down or whatever.
Oh,
like,
no. You don't get to retcon this, too. Or I was starting off normal style.
Regular style.
Wait, so when you're kneeling on the bed, where's the screen and where's the towel? Towel's right in front of you. Where's the screen?
I guess it's beyond the towel.
That's the whole setup he's got going on.
Yeah, but the towel isn't laid out. Is this too gross? The towel isn't laid out in one layer. It's folded over a couple of times.
Oh, so there's not that much space.
Yeah, gotcha. So it's not like I'm jerking off. I'm not laying out like I'm going to the beach.
You're not spraying 2 meters. Yeah, okay, that
makes
sense.
It's a regular...
And then you're setting up the tabletop.
What?
You're setting yourself up as a strong tripod.
I'm doing an A-frame. I'm going to get fucking just dreaming of getting spit roasted.
I have thought about that. You told me that, I think, over 10 years ago now, it would be, And I have thought about it maybe every month of my life.
I was going to say, I thought about that every time I jerk off. Like an intrusive thought.
It would be close to it. I've thought about little teenage Michael lying out his towel, lost in the ritual of it all.
I've laughed so hard my ass hurts. Do you think that's a symptom?
No.
I think your ass already hurt.
I think, yeah. I think this is the five pills rearing the ugly head again.
This is, again.
I need a doctor.
You need an understanding of cause and effect. You need object permanence.
Anyway, does anyone else have a hum? Do you want? Oh, yeah, let's go to hum. Do you have a classified for us?
Yeah. Do you want me to do this one?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, okay, all right. This one, I think probably a lot of our Australian listeners have already heard.
Yes.
But worth talking about.
Yes.
For our international fans. This is sent in by Jess Rhodes. Thank you, Jess.
Thank you, Jess.
So this is from the Facebook group Sydney Inner West Housemates, brackets, Newtown, Enmore, Marrickville, etc. So that's Sydney suburbs.
Yeah.
For those who don't know. Mm-hmm. The body copy of the post reads, seeking advice. I am currently the head tenant of a 5-bedroom house in the Inner West. I sublet to 4 others and have done so for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The lease is coming up for renewal and the other tenants wish to all sign on. The issue is I have not been very transparent about the relative rental contributions and my rent is actually entirely covered by them.
Oh.
How do I go about navigating this situation?
Now, Tom, I saw you grip your water bottle with some real anger there.
I think the way you navigate this situation is you are torn limb from limb.
Yeah.
So let's just break this down for people who didn't quite follow your hum's beautiful rendition of that. This person is... So they're the only one on the lease of the house, right?
I think this might be lost in translation if people have different rental systems.
Yeah,
so
this is also... It's a 5-bedroom house.
It's also hard to understand because the person is painting themselves as a misunderstood person who's wandered into this.
Okay, so here's what's happened. There's 5 people in the house. One person is the head tenant. They're on the lease. So they're like...
The official written lease.
So they're the ones who talk to the real estate agent or the landlord or whatever.
Yes.
There are four other people who the first person has, through Gumtree or... Craigslist or whatever, brought them in at various times, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And the first person has told them the rent is, say, $300 a week or whatever. It pumped it up a little bit, and as a result, they are no longer paying any rent because the others are all covering their rent. Is that what's happening?
Everyone is paying approximately 25% more rent than should be.
Right, and this person is just getting away scot-fucking-free. Yeah.
Yes.
And now the rental lease is up. They're going to have to renew it. The other tenants weren't on the lease, and now they're going to find out they've been covering this motherfucker's rent the whole time.
Yes. Okay. They're going to see the actual terms of the lease, whereas before this guy just would have been like, yeah, it's about 300, and he would have done the maths. Right. They wouldn't have been able to contact the real estate agent, but now they're going to know.
A nasty little parasite.
And I think Tom's right. I think they will just be torn limb from limb.
Yeah.
Have you
ever had housemates in a rental, Tom?
Yes. When I was over in France, I did.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. Were you on the lease there or how did that work?
That was a real weird one because we were staying in a place that we definitely shouldn't have been staying at.
What
like
do you
all
mean?
The place was like, I was sleeping in the kitchen and I don't think it was strictly legal for me.
How long were you in France for?
2 years.
And you lived in a kitchen for 2 years?
Well, at some point I...
What about when people were like getting up to make breakfast and stuff?
I would be asleep.
Was there a bed or were you sleeping on the countertop?
There was a sofa bed that was unfolded once and then stayed unfolded.
How?
And then people would walk around farting Tom for the 3 hours that they were awake and I was asleep.
And was everyone else in the house a clown?
Yes.
Okay, so they all were used to this.
Yes.
Okay.
And there were two other people there. There was a Canadian man named Steve
mm-hmm.
who, and this really helped with him living with me, was medically deaf. of hearing.
Like he couldn't hear your monstrous farts.
Genuinely, Michael, maybe my greatest accomplishment in life is one time he had his hearing aids out mm-hmm. and I farted so loud in my room that he yelled from his room, "What did you say?"
Hell yeah, brother.
But yeah, it was me and him and a gymnast named Imu.
Right, okay. Yeah. And all of you were at the Clown College.
Yes.
And you drew short straws at the start? And also you drew straws at the start and you
Well, we were
kitchen.
All the losers, of course. I just said kitchen because I was like, I have no standards for how
Did
I live.
Did you get a decreased rent for living in the kitchen?
I can't remember. I can't remember anything in my life.
Harm, you look disgusted at this. You look poor, you've got a real poor Tom face going on.
What, did your mother know?
Yeah.
That you were sleeping in a kitchen?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we were asking. What do you think?
No,
did she know you're in France? We assume she knows you're in France. She's probably paying for it.
I, of course, hid that from her.
Yeah, because if I'd birthed a son and had him go overseas to go to clown college...
Well,
and then
first
I found
off, you've cut all ties.
To find out he was sleeping in a kitchen.
Yeah.
There are probably French roaches all over you every night.
Oh, not that many.
What about you? What's your what's the most housemates you've ever lived with?
Not many, maybe two.
Right.
I've had good house sharing situations, I think. But oh no, do you remember that time I briefly lived with like five girls and one of them was an investment banker and she was always fucking other investment bankers?
Did I?
No.
Was this on the other side of the bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one time she brought some guy home and he was really drunk and I was away. We were at Splendor, and he came into my room, opened up my linen basket and pissed in it because he thought it was a toilet.
Oh, fuck, yes.
Oh, my God.
Fuck, yeah. That fucking guy.
Yeah, and then when I came home from Splendor, I was so excited to, like, get into my room, sleep in a real bed, have a hot shower. And I got into my room and I was like, why does it stink of piss? Because of the piss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. The piss was coming from inside the room.
But that wasn't her fault, and she was very sweet and very rich, so she bought me a new set of very nice sheets that I could never have afforded. So it was fine in the end, but
still,
stressful.
Disgusting.
Good Lord.
But I had a friend who did this subletting thing.
Really?
What, they were the head tenant? Or they
were the scumbag.
They were the scumbag, and they had other scumbag tendencies. They were a... they were a peer of mine at Sydney Law School, so you can understand it's scumbag central.
Just before we go any further on this, I know you wouldn't identify them, but just let's be very vague about who this...
It's not defamation if it's true, first of all. Second of all, I no longer speak to them.
Okay, yep, 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 yep. I'd like to take my question off the table.
I thought it was... it's one of the...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Just things that actually, like, the anxiety about it actually ate him up while it was happening. So I think it's one of those things where you, like, do something bad and then you're, like, very stressed about the bad thing you've done. It's a classic situation.
Well, yeah, and if only there was some way for... him to have made it right.
Yeah.
If only there was some number that could be addressed.
I have been. I don't know if victim's the right word, but I've certainly been on the receiving end of this scam before. Mm. I lived in a house with not to this extent. I don't think we were covering it entirely, but friend of the show Miles Portek and I lived in a house near UNSW for I think I was there maybe 2 years, maybe, I can't remember. And it was an old doctor's. This is before I met you, Ben. This is before I got my life together for you.
He was lost.
It was a. I don't know if you ever came over. Did you ever come over the house?
I went over there once. Yeah.
So it was an old doctor's surgery. Where I think previously maybe the doctor's surgery was on the ground floor, and then the first floor was like the house, but and then I don't know exactly what had happened. The doctor had retired or gotten too old or something, so the family was running. I can't remember the exact details. Anyway, they had just converted the whole thing into living quarters. So now, but that had happened 20 years ago. And it's just been passed down through uni students for like 20 years. And so I was on the back end of it just before it got knocked down. So it was a really shit house, but it had just been passed down from students to students for 20 years. Like some of the things I remember from this house were the cistern in the toilet didn't have a lid on it. And so there was no buttons to flush. So if you wanted to flush, you had to put your hand into the cistern and then pull it from the inside. So you get your hand wet. And so my... like contribution to the house was like gaffer tape. I got like waterproof gaff tape and taped a chopstick to the plug so you could just pull a a dry chopstick. Like a wet, you could pull the top of a chopstick up rather than put your hand. It was fucking gross. It was disgusting. It was an awful house. The kitchen was unusable. It was infested with roaches. You could only open the fridge really quickly, otherwise the roaches would get into the fridge. Anyway, rent was super fucking cheap. It was like, I think it was like $150 a week or $100 a week or something. No, it was cheap. It was under $100 a week. It was so fucking cheap for my room. Mm. And we were all like paying not much rent. And then I found out that one of the people who was running the house had like kind of like finagled it. So we were all basically covering, he was paying like $15 rent or something. He was basically living there for not quite free, but close to free. And I didn't really know what to do because I didn't want to like move out because it was so cheap and awful, but it was all I could afford at the time. And so what I decided to do was I started paying him rent because I had to pay him cash. I started paying him in more and more inconvenient ways.
Mm.
So I started by saying, I'll pay you once a month, 4 weeks rent in advance. So I had to, I think it was like $300 I had to pay him or something like that. And every month. And so I would turn up, first of all, I paid it to him in $10 notes and then $5 notes and then $1 coins and then down and down until I got to 10 cent coins. just like 3,000, like a bag of these. And I made sure I unrolled them all out of the bank rolls and like just handed him a couple of plastic bags full of coins. Nice. I remember one time I froze it into a block of ice. And gave it to him. I gave him poker chips. There were so many different ones. And then this is the most fucked one. I went to Kmart and I bought a bunch of sexual lubricant and children's toys. Mm. I bought about $300 worth of it.
Oh fuck.
And gave him all of them and the receipt and was like, if you want, if you want the money, you gotta go back to Kmart and return this.
That's so good.
What did he say?
I can't even. I think he was just like, fine, whatever.
At this point, yeah, he was. I mean, you've given him the man so much wonderful lube and toys.
My friend who worked at Kmart at the time, because I messaged my friend who worked there at the time, and I was like, "Hey, I'm trying to prank my friend, and I need to buy something really fucked." And I was like, "I wanted to know, like, if I did this, would I just go on a government list?" And they're like, "No, of course not. Like, that's not a thing."
No, yeah.
Anyway, that was my experience of living with someone who's trying to run that scam.
God, it's really interesting seeing like your plan is always so complex and like involves multiple locations, whereas I think I would have just been like, I'm gonna go into this guy's room and tear the back out of all of his shirts. Like, I don't have this conniving scheming part of me. I just am like, oh, I'm gonna like punch this guy really hard in the stomach once a month.
Tom, do you have one for us?
I do. This one comes to us from Manly Living, which is reference to the suburb of Manly.
Oh, sure. And this was sent in by Bree. Thank you, Bree. Yeah.
It's not like a Chad group.
Yeah. It's not just
It's not for Manly men. It's a suburb in Sydney called Manly. It's like kind of a hoity-toity suburb, right?
It's quite hoity-toity, yes.
Pretty fancy.
It's got a fancy beach.
Mm.
This is, again, a post from Manly Living. What a beautiful... this is sent in by Bree.
Thank you, Bree.
What a beautiful swim spoiled by old man who used a shower next to me to empty his bowels.
It's what we call a real hum move.
Then he tried to break it and flush it out.
Oh.
So he blocked the drainage with the whole mess. From now on, I better avoid using the showers in the Manly Life-Saving Club.
So, oh, God.
I'll say, I think, in the heat of the moment, I too would have tried to stamp the poo to death. I don't think that I, in the heat of the moment, would have thought to myself, well, I'll take my child in my arms and lay him in the porcelain manger.
Oh, you think he tried to break the turd?
Yeah, no, he was trying to jam the turd down the shower drain with his foot.
Then he tried to break it and flush it out. Oh, I thought she meant he tried to break like the drain, like tried to pull the thingy up.
Oh, I see. No, this is someone who is... You may well be right, actually. But I think my reading of this situation from experience of similar situations, I haven't done this, but I've heard of people doing it, is that you shit in the shower and then you panic and you try and stamp it through
the
grate.
You've done that?
I shit in the shower, but I've done it into my hand. And
then you throw it in the toilet.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Well, that's the Tom. That's the classic Tom move.
We call that the walker. Yeah. Actually, no, yeah, the Tom.
Didn't you overarm throw it into the toilet and you made it in?
It was an underarm lob and I sent you the video.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you ever tweeted out that video of you throwing a shit?
No, I don't know where it is now.
Oh, Hum's probably got it.
It's somewhere in the cloud. A friend of mine who'd never met Tom was with me when I got the text and watched that video with me.
Is this a
full background, this is because I did this.
It's because you're a sexual degenerate as well.
Well, I was
getting your jollies.
Well, I was attracted to Hum, and so I thought to myself, No! No! Shut up! No, I said. So I was really depressed one time, and I was just really depressed, and in the shower, and I shit in my hand, and I threw it into the toilet because my thought was, well, things can't get worse. And I did that, and I started laughing to myself. Then I told Hing, and I think Hing told you maybe, and you didn't believe me.
I don't think I would have been told about this.
No, you're right.
I think
I have a specific memory of when I told you. It was at our friend's wedding. We were walking. We were walking from the ceremony to the reception.
Whose wedding?
I doubled over. No longer together.
We'll tell you okay, off mic.
Okay. I was.
It was a wedding, Tom, and I were barely invited.
I was walking with you from the ceremony to the reception. On the halfway point, I doubled over laughing for apparently no reason, and you were like, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" And I like straightened up and said, "Well, you see, Hing, yesterday, like today, I'm in this fancy suit and everything's so nice, and we just watched this couple in love, you know, finally tie the knot. And yesterday, I shit in my hand and threw it into the toilet.
I don't remember that at all.
And you turned to me and you said, you've ruined today for me."
Oh, man, that's so funny. I don't remember that at all.
Oh, it's seared into my memory. And so then...
like the image of me jerking off an awful lot.
Dude, I think about it all the time.
This is such a beautiful friendship.
It is. And then you, Hum, I think... I can't remember if I told you. I think maybe... When we met back up and you were there, maybe you weren't at the wedding, but...
No, Hum wasn't invited.
Hum wasn't at the wedding, but you were like, your response was, "I don't believe that you did that." And I was like, "I don't know why you'd think I'd lie about something like this. I don't think it makes me look cool or anything." And you said, "Well, next time you do it." And I said, "Well, first off, I'm not going to plan it." And you said, "Do it again and send a video of it to me."
What friend were you with when you saw it?
I'll tell you offline.
Oh, I see.
But that
it's another one of those.
Yeah, but that friend hadn't met Tom but knew about Tom, and then for that to be the first
introduction.
You know what I mean? Of Tom.
Is this a person who was attracted to Tom and then saw the video of him throwing a turd and then was like, "I'm no longer attracted to Tom"?
Upsettingly, she was still attracted to Tom.
Oh. We got it, baby!
And that person was Demi Lovato.
Yeah, no.
No, I won't mention this friend's name on air because Demi will kill them.
Yeah, no. I always had an escape strategy and plan for the poop. It was always a clean underarm lob into the toilet. Mm. You don't want to be fucking around with drains for water for solid waste.
And you know, when you told me that story like 10 years ago, I was like, this man is fucked up. And now I'm hearing that story again. I'm like, man, imagine having the bowel fitness to be able to shit standing up. That would be so nice.
Yeah, I could shit. I think I could shit standing up.
Yeah, I know you could shit standing up. I got to get the freaking poop stool, knees up to my damn ears.
You're a little ball. You get into Sonic the Hedgehog mode.
Yeah, no. Hum has to hire several physiotherapists to fold her up concertina style and squeeze her shit out like they're trying to empty a tube of toothpaste.
Hum shits like Samus Aran dropping bombs. Okay.
Babe, that's a video game reference when you get into a ball.
Yeah. I'm really using this podcast as a cry for help. There better be doctors listening.
We don't have to talk about this.
Let's talk about that offline. What's my ass care plan this year? Tom's here. Tom can help.
I don't know. Look, I've never seen Demi walk to the toilet. You know, like
what do
you
mean?
My background. I've only ever seen her break into a dead sprint.
She
She's always late.
I'm disappointed to myself saying that's me is what she said.
As
she
far
was
as
saying
I'm
she
aware,
was identifying with this.
This is a fiance trait.
Maybe when you become wife status, your shits solidify.
I mean, look, if you're married and your shits are still chaos, feel free to message Hum directly. I don't want to be involved.
Wives can have IBS too. I believe it.
Oh man. Oh, all right. Let me try this one for size. This one I just found floating around the old internet. This is taken from Craigslist. I don't know where. Unfortunately, it might come up in the list. I haven't read this one fully, but we'll see how it goes. I just like the title.
Okay.
Looking for someone to bottle feed me while I pretend to be a baby goat.
Oh, okay.
I'm a 37-year-old man having an early to midlife crisis. An early midlife crisis. I'm looking for someone to bottle feed me while I pretend to be a baby goat. This is not sexual. Well, okay, now you've said it.
I don't know that it... By the way, I don't know that the midlife crisis is all that early.
37? Midlife?
Yeah, I think you're fine calling 37 as being like the...
No, I think midlife crisis is... Traditionally, I think it's like... 48 plus.
But if you die at 74, no one's like, oh my God.
Mathematically, you're correct. I'm just saying like, yeah. I think when people think of it, it's like early 50s, late 40s kind of thing. And you buy a car kind of thing, maybe. I don't know. This is not sexual, nor am I under the misapprehension that I'm actually a baby goat. Okay. Mm-hmm. I merely want to be given the opportunity to pretend to be a baby goat while I vigorously suck the bottle from your hand and proceed to bleat loudly. I'm doing this with the hope that it will help to integrate some of my childhood trauma and allow me to feel safe and secure in my body again, as baby goats don't have to pay rent or bills.
Now, you can't be just taking pot shots like this, I don't think. This guy's really shooting from the hip when it comes to therapy.
He's just saying words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just go see a therapist.
I think this'll fix it. I reckon this'll be good.
I think before I started therapy, I mean, obviously I did therapy when I was in like high school and stuff, but there was a time in my life where I was out of therapy and I would, I don't know, what's the wildest thing you've done that isn't therapy to fix the problems? Here's mine. I used to wander around JB Hi-Fi and just be like, oh, God, I don't know, maybe a drawing tablet will fix this, you know? Like,
oh, purchases, yes, yes.
Picking up random electronic
wonderful
things
purchases.
And being like, is the hole in my heart the exact shape of a I don't know, the Strokes vinyl? Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. You picture to yourself the kind of person who owns like a multi-tool and you're like, well, that guy couldn't be unhappy.
Oh, fuck. My version of that is a handheld compass that, like a pocket watch, but a compass.
Well, it's that. It's the Forever Spin spinning top. It's...
No, that's...
No, actually, yeah, you're right. They're separate.
The Forever Spin spinning top is like... That's just a fun blue top. That's not. That, I don't think that's gonna.
He held out his hand like he was showing me the top.
Where is the top?
I have both tops are at work.
where he needs them.
but no, certainly I bought a handheld like a pocket watchy style compass because I have bad directional sense and I thought that would solve it.
Oh yeah.
Didn't solve it. Have you ever bought? Have you ever?
Well, I've decided
tried to paper over your mental illness with purchases.
I'm doing that this year. A friend and I have decided to stop therapy and go to a psychic instead.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
we're laughing, but I'm actually doing
no,
that.
Come on.
You can no. You have to keep the therapist as well. It's not like they fucking clash.
Yeah, I'll if it's a budget issue, Tom will pay for it.
Yeah,
but we'll go halves.
This is an expense I'm happy to claim.
We'll go halves.
Okay. Well, no, he can pay for the psychic, and Tom can pay for the therapist.
I don't want to pay for it. No, then you're getting free psychic. I didn't agree to that.
God damn it.
Have you ever been to a psychic before?
No, I'm excited.
So you're going to a psychic fucking blind and you're kicking the therapist away?
No, the reason I'm going to a psychic is because I got to tell you this. One of my friends went to... Okay, so she's like early 30s, single, not white, so her parents are kind of like, well, something's going wrong in your life.
Sure, sure. Ethnic parents need you to be married by 25.
Exactly. So they took her to a psychic because they were like, we're going to figure out what's wrong. And the psychic said she's a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. And now does this person identify as straight?
Well, she thought she did, but since the psychic said because of the placement of her Jupiter means she's a lesbian, she's like, well, maybe I should try that out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's like, I mean.
That's a, hey,
That's something that Tom and I aren't allowed to comment on.
Yeah, I've got three layers. Hing has two. Neither of us feeling confident with this one.
I mean, we can bat it around in the old head if you want, but we can't.
We can't.
I'm certainly not going to be offering up jokes on psychic lesbian.
Michael and I will be meeting under an underpass to discuss this with each other later on.
But we will not be talking about this into microphones, Amira.
I almost had him.
Do you know, I guess I don't really know any details. And so I don't know if you can answer this, but was the psychic ethnically...
Yes, ethnically specific.
Ethnically similar to the family's heritage?
Yeah. Yes, right. ethnically similar to the family's heritage.
It wasn't like they were random, like they were just like... It wasn't a random psychic. They were in the same religion or whatever.
Yeah, and actually they weren't technically a psychic. There's another word for what they are.
Right, but if you say that word, it would be specific enough to
exactly.
give away.
So okay. I don't want to... Sure, anyway, someone with this kind of skill set who is culturally specific.
Dang.
Yeah, and I've been...
But you've never been to a psychic, have you?
I've never been to kind of psychic. I've got a friend to do tarot cards for me.
The psychic also, like... It doesn't seem to me like this friend is going to go back to the psychic in the way that you might do a weekly or bi-weekly appointment with a therapist.
Sure.
It seems like more of a one-off.
You're saying the aftercare isn't there.
I'm saying that this seems like a shorter business model.
No, actually it's not, because the psychic did, well... Again, without revealing too much, the psychic did problematically refer to the lesbianism as a curse.
Oh, no.
And
develop
a treatment and payment plan over several months to remove the curse.
And this is you want to go to.
No, I'm not going to go to this one because it's very ethnically specific, Tom. I'm going to go to a broad Western.
You're
going to
find your own. Okay, no.
I'm going to go to like a lady who wears Tree of Life, who tells me that like my life is full of beauty and I found the love of my life.
Okay.
Because it has to be true.
All of this is, everything you've said is more psychotic than the last sentence.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem, my sweet and lovely arm. Holy shit!
Do we want to do more? Did you have another one, Tom? No,
no.
You just had one. What about we do?
Yeah, I've got one more.
Do you want to do this one? I just read that one. Yeah. Do you want to do this one?
Sure. All right, you don't
let's
have another
let's
one?
Round it out. I do, but I just did this one. So you okay. Let's round it out.
Jesus
with that.
Jesus Christ!
I just don't want to end on that. You know?
No. Yeah, we have to.
What? My plan's good.
Yeah. No. Well,
I think we can end on my plan.
I know that your plan is.
Tom and I need to go under the bridge.
Yeah.
To discuss the plan.
We need to say men's sentences about your plan to stop going to therapy and see a psychic.
Okay, Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, that's Jordan Peterson's thing. It always starts with making your bed, and then it ends up with you and your best friend in an underpass discussing your fiance's refusal to go to therapy.
They can't hear us. They can't hear us. She believes the moon controls her.
Oh man, step three is what is it? A coma in Russia.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, this one has been sent in by Josh Larkins.
Thank you.
Thank
Josh.
You, Josh.
Thank you, Josh.
It's from the New York Times. It's from over 100 years ago. It's from February the 2nd, 1908.
That was Hum's alarm, by the way. I'm dobbing her in.
Sorry, everyone.
That's fine.
Headline, dog, a fake hero, pushes children into the Seine to rescue them and win beefsteaks.
So the Seine's a river, is it?
Yeah.
Yes. Paris.
Yeah, okay.
Special correspondence, The New York Times, Paris, Jan 22nd.
Oh, Jan, sorry, I misread it. January 22nd. Oh, the thing said February 2nd before. All right.
Printing deadline, I don't know. Apropos of the decision of M. Lapine, is that M. Mister? Is that what that used to mean?
Maybe, I don't know.
Monsieur, usually, yeah.
In France.
Mm.
Oh,
Tom's lip,
or
you
Madame.
Oh, yeah. I wish I got Tom to read this one. He's Parisian.
I don't know that I am other than a freak.
I think as well in Paris, they don't count you as Parisian if you lived in the sink. Hey, did you ever jerk off in that Parisian sink?
No. Didn't have the guts for it.
Did you jerk off in Paris at all?
Of course.
Did you do it in the
kitchen? It's the city of love.
Did you take the fleshlight we brought you to Paris with you?
No.
Okay.
You just left it in your parents' house?
Yes, and we refound it recently, and my mother held it up and said, now the outside was moldy, but I did wipe it down, this horrible thing.
I was I was reflecting on the
That was Tom's
alarm. Now that's
alarm.
My alarm.
Is that for your ADHD medication?
No, I'm off that.
Oh.
I was reflecting.
I've decided I don't have it.
We're both doing it this year.
I was reflecting the other day on the fleshlight that we bought you, Tom. So for anyone who doesn't know this story, I don't know if we've told it on the podcast before.
We've told it on the podcast, but it's been
this for years. Yeah. For Tom's 21st, I got everyone to put in for I think I told everyone we're going to buy you an Xbox, maybe. so people were very generous, and I went to a sex shop and purchased you a fleshlight, and then put the fleshlight, which is a fuckable torch.
No, everybody knows.
Okay, and then I put it in a canvas box with a bunch of other torches and some tissues, I think, and then I wrote on the box, Tom's box of nothing but torches, just Tom's torches, keep out or something.
Yep.
And then we gave it to you on your 21st. And I was thinking the other day of like how like we gave it to you in front of your parents, and it was, I think, like I was reflecting on how elaborate and wonderful that was. And I was probably like 25 at the time maybe or something. And I remember thinking like, gosh, your 20s really are your most creative decade, you know? Like, I would not even think to do that now.
It's so funny to take everyone's money to do that.
You also got the fleshlight engraved with my name and date of birth.
Your phone number.
Yes.
Just in case you tried to throw it out. Yes.
Yes, so it would always return to me.
Babe, you're so funny.
Oh, thank you, babe.
Tom, get out.
Yeah, I'm going.
So this dog, come.
Oh, yeah, sorry. So Monsieur Lapine, to employ dog auxiliaries for the patrol of lonely beats on the outskirts of Paris, a good story is now going the rounds concerning a splendid Newfoundland, which was a candidate at one of the recent field trials. A Newfoundland is, I think, a type of dog. Yes. Newfoundland Terrier, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Newfoundland?
You know what? Yeah, it's Newfie? One of the... They're like... Up in Newfoundland, they have like a Melbourne approach to it. Whereas
Newfoundland?
Like Newfoundland. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, God. Newfoundland. Well, I've just done a Dave on a podcast. No one email me.
That's a reference to Dave Harmon from our other podcast, who can't say words.
I'm assuming everyone in this podcast listens to you, no?
No, a lot of these people hate the Dragon Prince people. Oh.
It's very hard to convince people to wave them over and say, hey, if you like this guy, he plays Dungeons and Dragons over here.
Do you think you should get the fan bases to fight?
Honestly, I think they'd both lose.
Yeah.
The dog is the property of a man who lives on the banks of the Seine just outside Paris. Some time ago, a child playing on the riverbank fell into the water and was in imminent danger of being drowned. The dog, hearing the cries and splashing, leaped over a hedge, ran down the bank and plunged into the stream just in time to rescue the little victim. Naturally, the brave animal was made much of, and the father of the child, by way of recompense, presented him a succulent beefsteak.
Wonderful.
Lucky dog.
2 days later, another child fell into the water and was rescued by the dog. The lifesaver received the same caresses and another beefsteak. Up to this point, there was nothing extraordinary, but rescues became more and more frequent. Hardly a day passed but that some unfortunate infant was brought safely to the bank by the dog after an involuntary bath. It began to be suspected that the neighborhood was haunted by a mysterious criminal, and a special watch was inaugurated. Then the truth came out. It was the dog, the noble lifesaver himself, that was the guilty one. Whenever he saw a child playing on the edge of the stream, he promptly knocked it into the water. And then nonetheless promptly jumped into the rescue. He had thus established for himself a profitable source of revenue.
Yay.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thank
hell
you, dog. Brother.
That's really hell cute. Yeah, that's some real 1908 shenanigans.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a pie on a windowsill kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of joy we had pre-9/11, you know?
Pre the wars.
He's when talking about 1911.
Tom, it's been a real joy this episode of the podcast. Thank you both so much for being here. You got anything you want to plug? Probably not. You've got a real job now.
No, yeah, I've got real stuff going on. I had some drawings. Had some comics in The Guardian recently.
They're so good.
What about your comic Instagram? Do you want some people to follow that, or do you want to keep that a secret from who you are?
No, go on. It's at Toilet Feelings. Oh, I've had bowel problems for a while.
I
created that Instagram like 8 years ago.
For a very smart person, you have absolutely no memory of like the things that have happened to your ass or your stomach.
Like when she eats 7 fiber pills, and it's like, why am I shitting? At Toilet Feelings on Instagram, you can go see Hum's drawings and my complaints underneath them for when they reveal certain things about our relationship. Tom, what do you got coming up?
Go check out twitch.tv/TomWalker. I stream bullshit over there. Got some big plans in the works. Big stupid shit. And check out bigsofttd.png and the Patreon, where we are. We're doing a read-through/watch-through of the Black Eyed Peas augmented reality comic that Will.i.am co-wrote. It is really bad, dude.
I think once you've appeared as a hologram on CNN, you shouldn't be allowed to write a book. That's my opinion.
They're not doing great. But yeah, check that out. BigSoftTD.png and Twitch.
Yes, that's the podcast you do with Demi Lardner, who you might know from the Pissing in the Sink. Who you might know, Tom, as being your partner.
I'm, yes, that's...
Fiancé.
Did you say Beyonce?
Fiancé.
Oh, Fiancé.
Even just on context clues, if you caught the tail end of the word.
That's true.
He's so obsessed with women of colour, this man. He's such an ally.
I am... What have I got on?
You're on actual television.
I'm on actual television. Oh, yeah, since last we did... I think in the last episode, I was like, Ben, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to get a job at the project. I got a job at the project.
Yay!
Which is really nice.
Have you talked about... on any podcast about the Dungeons and Dragons podcast
promo? No.
Can we do that just at the end? I know you're wrapping up, but it's so funny.
Yeah. For international listeners, there's a weird show on television in Australia called The Project, which has been on television for like 15, 20 years or something. It's just been on TV forever. It's like a news show, but it's a panel news show where they kind of do the actual news, but then on the panel of people on the desk, they have little chats about the news, and one of the people is a comedian. Mm. It's been people like, I don't know, Dave Hughes and Peter Hellier before, and then that's the job I've just gotten.
Yeah.
And so it's at a sort of a commercial network television show. And so as a result, they have to put out these promos for it. Because I previously worked like the ABC and SBS where it's like they don't have budget for promos.
No, so, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. So you just kind of turn up to work and do whatever. So at the project, they actually can make a glossy... and more people watch the promo than will ever watch the show. That's how marketing works, right? More people will see it. So they put so much effort into the promos, into the ads for the show, you know, which is like good and bad. But it just means it's a very difficult thing to do because they have to introduce you, like is it me, Michael Hing, to a whole new audience, and they've got like 5 seconds to do it because there's like me and there's everyone else in the show, and you've got like 5 seconds to do everyone. And so they were like, we want to show who you are and what you do in your everyday life. And in this promo, and I was like, great, well, let's talk about the fact that I have a radio show and show me doing... Actually, first I said, show me doing stand-up comedy. That makes sense. And they were like, oh, we've actually got someone else who's going to be doing that. So Sam Taunton's on the show, and he's doing that. I'm like, okay, fine. Well, what about my radio show? And they were like, we love the fact that you have a Dungeons and Dragons podcast. And I was like, I just think it's going to be more relatable that you just show that I'm like... on a radio station that everyone listens to, that people know about and listen to. Like, that's going to be more understandable for people. We love the Dungeons and Dragons thing.
Maybe show that I like music.
Yeah, so that sounds more universal. But obviously, their thing is like, everyone likes music. Who cares? Hmm. Whereas I'm like, yeah, everyone likes music. Let's do that. So they were like...
People don't get beat up for liking music.
Yeah. And so they were like, okay, and I was like, well, I have another podcast as well. I have so we could just maybe just do something about podcasting then. It doesn't have to be a Dungeons and Dragons podcast, just be podcasting. And then it's just me with those microphones and my friends talking. That'll be fine. And they're like, yeah, we can try that. We'll try that. Just come on the day and we'll like, and we'll show you. And we'll shoot. We'll have some options. I was like, great. So then like 2 days before we film, maybe, or was it three? Maybe a couple of days before, there's like, I get a call from my manager being like, so they want to know like your cape size. And I'm like,
aren't capes one size?
Oh, like the neck bit or whatever.
I just got lightheaded.
I was like, okay, well, can we finagle so we don't have to do the cape? Because also I'm new at this job, right? So I don't want to be a fuckwit. I don't want to be like Michael Hing doesn't wear a cape or whatever. You know? So I'm trying to like play ball because I want this fucking job. But a part of me is also like, oh man, I don't want to like. So can we kind of talk to them about it? And they're very understanding. They're like, no, we understand. If we dress you up like an elf, maybe it'll look weird. So they agree, no capes or ears or anything.
They didn't even think to ask his ear size. They already had those.
Well, it's like, it's also really funny because this is the first time I've had like a proper agent or manager or whatever doing these negotiations. Mm. So it's really funny having to send them a very detailed email of what I will and won't do.
Yep.
Like, Michael will not, like, I don't want to wear it. I don't want to wear the cape and I don't want to wear the ears, but I will, like, but I'll roll some dice if they need me to, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So the whole, I see the script of the thing and it's like of the promo and it's everyone's talking about like different bits of like their life, but they're relating it back to the theme of talking or conversation because that's what the show is about. It's about talking, people talking. So there's like one person saying like they're out swimming in the ocean. They go, out here, I'm having a conversation with my thoughts or something like that. I don't know, something. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the line. And then someone else is at a sports game. And they're watching in the crowd, and then they say something like, "I love when the whole crowd roars with one voice," you know. Mm. And then it's meant to cut to old Hing, and I'm meant to say something about voices and podcasts or whatever. And so I turn up on the day, and I'm dressed in like a button up shirt and jeans. Like there's nothing wacky about what I'm wearing, and I see nothing D&D, and I go, "All right, well let's just get," and they've set up in this house. They have this beautiful house they've rented for the day. And they've got like incredible cameras and lighting. This is probably the most high budget thing I've ever been on. Like there's beautiful soft lighting. There's all this fucking, all these incredible cameras. There's everything's like moving, and the crew's like the most professional crew I've ever worked with. Just so like big budget. And I sit down and there's a little podcast set up like this on the desk and it's a little table and stuff. And then I go, oh, well, we'll just, I look at the script they've given me. And the script is something like, I say, I love having a bit of banter with my mates, ... or a dungeon master. And I'm like, oh, this doesn't really sound like the way I talk. Also, like, you don't really banter with a dungeon master. Also, like, this, like, I'm sitting here at this desk alone, like, and they're like, oh, no, we've given you a laptop, so it looks like you're...
To talk to the dungeon master is as simplistic as talking to the world.
So they're like, oh, you're kind of... Like, pretend you're like Skyping the dungeon master.
Oh.
And you're playing it online. And I was like, oh, so you think this is a video game? Like, no. So then they roll out like a map and they've got the D&D books and there's like dice. And I was like, do you reckon we could like... We could just try one where I'm just like doing a podcast thing. I could riff about. I could be like, I escaped from life by like talking to my friends or whatever. I don't know. And they're like, we've already had the poster made. And I look behind me, and there is a floor to ceiling a poster they've made that just says Dungeons and Dragons Podcast. Like it's so fucking big. It's like
one color and black text, yeah, right? Yeah. Like it's got no production design on
it's
it
just,
whatsoever.
It's like
Aerial 1,000 points.
Yeah, yeah, just like Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
It's like Impact Meme bottom text.
Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Where is it? Can we have it for the house?
No, I think it's... Actually, I don't know. Maybe I could ask the props department if they... Anyway, but the thing is like... This is the most high budget thing. Everyone has put so much effort into this, and like all the people, like they've got some of the like the best crew working on this. Like some person had to go and make, like someone was like, okay, we'll go do like, and it's just because like they're trying to introduce me to this fucking network, like you know, to this audience in like 5 seconds, and they go like, we're gonna go with nerd. That's it, nerd.
Yeah, oh.
And so I can't remember which. I ended up having to riff a bunch of lines on it, and so I can think of, I can't remember if it's like I say something like something about voices, and then I say something, maybe I say something like
it's about different universes or something.
Even if, I think Georgie says something like, I love it when the crowd yells and screams with one voice, and I think I say something like, even if that voice is from another realm. Like that. It's like just so like cringe. Like and like I feel awkward and weird. I'm like, oh god. And of course when I do it, everyone's like, great, perfect, done. That's it. And I'm like, wait, can we do another one, please? I don't think they're like, no, perfect.
Can we do the opposite of a silly one? Oh, thank you, Michael.
Anyway, so
not another realm.
For so long, I've been just the words Dungeons and Dragons podcast in that font pop into my head. It's in all caps. It's so fucking good.
Please, if we can get it, I would love to get it framed.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know who'd have it. They might just burnt it.
Can we hang it over there, Tom?
Oh, that would look so good over there, huh?
We're not hanging it on our wall. Anyway, I think if you go to YouTube and type like Channel 10 project like promo 2023 or something, you might be able to see it.
Yeah, it'll be posted in the group by the time this episode comes out. I'm sure by the time
I wonder who's
going
to do that, Tom. Who's going to do that? I think it's the NetherRealm, or it could be the Dungeon Master. I can't remember which line they ended up using, but
that's
it's like
so funny.
Yeah,
man.
Anyway. I should say as well, I am heading out on tour this year. I'm heading to Adelaide, Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, I think Canberra this year as well. Those shows are all on sale right now. The new show is, I don't know that I've, it's a couple of stories. It's basically about me trying to propose to Hum this year. That's what the new show is mostly about. And I guess your chaotic ass features in that story, I guess. I haven't worked out if I'm going to do that in the show. But,
It features in our lives.
Yeah. It is the truth from which I, from my art is drawn from reality or a different realm.
Oh my god.
That could be my catchphrase. Do you think I should make like my catchphrase, you guys? All right. Thank you all so much for listening. And hopefully Ben will be back soon, but I don't know what he's doing or where he's gone. And we'll see you next time.
He's had a baby.
Oh, sure. That's
fine. He's had another baby.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you'd like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape,
even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.